This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. China's consulate in the U.S. southwestern city of Houston, Texas, will have to shut down in 3 days after a U.S. order. Beijing condemns the order and threatens retaliation. U.S. officials say it is necessary to protect American intellectual property and information. At a news conference, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. will not allow China to steal intellectual property.
We are setting out clear expectations for how the Chinese Communist Party is going to behave. And when they don't, we're going to take actions that protect the American people, protect our security, our national security, and also protect our economy and jobs.
China was given until Friday afternoon to close the Houston facility, which has about 60 employees. A source told Reuters China is considering closing the U.S. consulate in the city of Wuhan. That's where the coronavirus infections began late last year. The U.S. order was a sharp escalation of recent fraying relations between the United States, the world's biggest economy, and the second biggest, China. Global coronavirus infections surged past 15 million Wednesday, according to statistics kept by Johns Hopkins University. The United States has the highest number of cases in the world, with upwards of 3.9 million infections. Meanwhile, Australia and Hong Kong set new daily records for confirmed cases Wednesday, and Tokyo's governor urged residents to stay home during an upcoming four-day holiday as cases climb. Face coverings are now mandatory in the lockdown Australian city of Melbourne. Belgian officials said people must stick to social distancing guidelines to halt, quote, a snowball effect before it provokes a new avalanche, end quote. However, one of the more controversial measures taken by any government, South Africa's decision to ban the sale of alcohol and enforce a curfew, continued to cause anguish. This is VOA News. The Sri Amarnath Shrine Board canceled the historic Hindu Yatra Amarnath annual pilgrimage. It's for the first time ever amid continued increases in coronavirus cases in Jammu and Kashmir. The area, a disputed region north of India and Pakistan, has surpassed 15,000 coronavirus cases, according to a Hindu newspaper. A report by the UK National Cybersecurity Center this month accused hackers with links to Russian intelligence of attacking organizations developing a vaccine for COVID-19. The report says Russian hackers have been using spear phishing and malware to target British, Canadian, and U.S. organizations. The report has raised diplomatic tensions and opened a window into the world of pharmaceutical intelligence. Russia rejects the accusations, with a presidential spokesperson saying, quote, "We don't accept these allegations. We don't know who tried to hack what in the U.K. It's certain that Russia has nothing to do with it," end quote. A teenage Afghan girl who shot dead two Taliban fighters after they gunned down her parents said Wednesday she was ready to confront any other insurgents who might try to attack her. Kamar Ghul killed the militants when they stormed her home last week in a village in the central province of Ghor. The 15-year-old told AFP, quote, "I no longer fear them and I'm ready to fight them again." The New York Times reported Wednesday that one of the attackers was Ghul's own husband trying to get her, quote, forcible return. A neo-Nazi suspect accused of the worst anti-Semitic attack in post-war Germany told a court Wednesday his assault on a synagogue was, quote, not a mistake. The plaintiff walked out when a video of the violence played as Stephen Ballier smiled. The 28-year-old stands accused of shooting to death two people last October after he tried and failed to storm a synagogue in the eastern city of Halle during Yom Kippur. U.S. President Donald Trump says he's sending federal agents to two cities to fight rising crime. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Part of the president's reelection bid focuses on law and order, things he says are notably absent from both Chicago and Albuquerque.
This bloodshed must end. This bloodshed will end.
He's blasting Democrat-led cities as out of control, though criminal justice experts say a rise in violence in some areas has no easy explanation. Local authorities complain sending federal agents to their cities is only raising tensions, not helping. The president counters local law enforcement's not doing enough to stop the violence.
We will not stand by and watch it happen. Can't do that.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. Via remote from Washington, Diane Roberts, VOA News.